Hank Johnson says parents at school board meetings were just like January 6, MAGA coordinated attack. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 15, 2022. Democrat Representative Hank Johnson, DGA, called parents at school board meetings MAGA Republicans and compared them to those who entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6. January 6, 2021, will never be forgotten. An infamous day in American history. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol. Engaged in an insurrection, Johnson said at a House Judiciary Committee meeting on Wednesday. They occupied the Capitol. Five people were killed, hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day that we'll never forget. During the 2020-21 school year, parents across the county protested school board meetings, primarily over strict coronavirus lockdowns and critical race theory being introduced into children's classrooms. Johnson went on to compare parents who protested school board meetings to the Capitol rioters. And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6. Like January 6, disrupting meetings, Johnson said. It was a quote coordinated attack happening across the country. Americans won't forget about it. Johnson also referenced an October letter the National School Boards Association, NSBA, sent to the Biden administration demanding federal law enforcement's help for the protesting parents, who they viewed as domestic terrorists. School board members, teachers, administrators subjected to violence, threats of violence, harassment, intimidation, and in response to that, the National School Boards Association sent a letter to the Biden administration seeking federal help. Things had gotten so far out of hand, Johnson continued. After NSBA's letter, Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo to federal law enforcement that directed them to combat threats of violence against school administrators. Johnson also claimed that there was no collusion between the NSBA and Biden's administration, despite the NSBA's admission that White House senior advisor Mary C. Wall had advanced knowledge of the plan letter and its specific contents and interacted with then-interim CEO Chip Slavin regarding the letter during its drafting. And by the way, there is not one scintilla of evidence, either direct or indirect, that there was any coordination between the Biden administration and the National School Boards Association that caused that letter to be sent seeking federal assistance, Johnson claimed. Earlier in the meeting, Johnson also said, "These MAGA Republicans are hell-bent on destroying our democracy." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.